Time now for our community connection for September 29th. Now, I've got a couple of Morris Tree Board members here in studio with me, Margaret Kuchenreuter and Tom Holm. How are you?
Very well. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, so, nice to see Murphy.
Yeah, it's great to see you. So what are we talking about today? Because I know when you reached out last week, we're going to be talking about the Emerald Ash Borer, right? Is that right?
That is correct.
Now, I have heard of this. It's been in the news, so I kind of have an idea of what it is, but it's actually really kind of a pest.
Well, kind of a pest is a big understatement here, Murphy. The Emerald Ash Borer, many people have been hearing about it for many, many years, but it is getting close enough now to us that we need to start paying attention. The Emerald Ash Borer, first, I want to make 2 points first off. Number one, despite what people may have heard, Emerald Ash Borer is not in Morris.
Okay.
Secondly, the Emerald Ash Borer is not in Stevens County. Of the 54 counties that it is in, we are not one of them, so there's no need for anybody to panic quite yet. The Emerald Ash Borer originated over in Asia, Northeast Asia actually, kind of China, Russia, that area. And they feel it came to the United States on shipping containers, packing containers. It was first discovered about 2002 in Canton, Michigan, which is close to Detroit. And what happened there is that there were some ash trees along a road between the warehouse and the shipping docks that started dying mysteriously, and nobody knew quite what was happening. And finally, they found the insect that was flying, causing a problem, and nobody there knew what it was. And that's how it got its name, Emerald Ash Borer, because the wings are a bright emerald green, a pretty green color. Well, after they discovered that, they started trying to figure out what to do with it. And the bug is very prolific. In its native species, or native home country, it is not a problem because the ash trees there, that particular variety of ash tree, has developed somewhat of a resistance to it. And the bug, the Emerald Ash Borer, will come in to the forest and come into the area and just attack the stressed or weakened trees, is what it amounts to, and kill them off, and doesn't do much damage at all. However, it is estimated that we have 8 billion, or we had 8 billion ash trees in the United States. That's billion with a B. And none of our ash trees here in the United States have any significant resistance to this insect. And once it got to Detroit, in that area there, it spread like wildfire. They estimate that the bug can fly maybe a half mile to mile and a half, in extreme cases, 10 miles a year. Okay. Now, if that were true, it would still be in Michigan or maybe Pennsylvania, Ohio a little bit, maybe into Wisconsin. But right now the bug is in 37 states, virtually the entire eastern half of Minnesota, and it has been discovered out in Oregon also. So the bug didn't get there by itself. We are the culprits. We are moving it. So it has spread, like I said, like wildfire. None of our trees here in the United States have any resistance to it whatsoever.
Geez, so how do we rectify that? What do we do?
Well, first off, you have to realize how it's being transported, and that's us. That's transporting firewood, and it can hitch rides on cars. There's been cases of that. Check your shipping containers or check your vehicles. And